Welcome back to the BunSports.com podcast. As we are now 2 weeks away from college football season, I'm joined by the college football professor, and today we are going to talk about who we think will represent each conference, or at least be the champion of each conference, and have that very pleasant opportunity to represent their conference in the college football playoff and their team. We'll start out west with the Pac-12, and we'll work our way east and then south to the SEC. But we'll start with the Pac-12 this year, kind of an uncertain landscape. A lot of people still think Oregon's the bell cow out there. But who do you think will end up winning or playing for the Pac-12 championship and winning that league?
Actually, Jacob, this year I think the South is going to be stronger than the North, which is going to be quite unusual. But I'm going to say that in the North, that Oregon will win the North. That is, if Vernon Adams works out the way they plan or think that he will. But the South, I think, will be UCLA. I think it'd be a really battle. We've got the Arizona teams, USC, but I think UCLA will be the team to come out of that. And I'll tell you why. First of all, it's going to be the defense. They have, I think UCLA is going to have a very good defense this year. And it's led by a defensive tackle who I think is just a sophomore this year, but Eddie Vandedos is really an outstanding player. But they're going to have a very good defense. So I'm going to go with UCLA to win the South, Oregon to win the North, and UCLA to win the conference championship.
Well, I my champion, believe it or not, is coming from the South as well, but I see it a little differently. I think Oregon will win the North. I think they have a pretty clear path to doing that up there. But I think USC is going to win the South, and I think they're going to win the league title. I think USC this year, if you look at Cody Kessler and all that the Trojans bring back, and of course Steve Sarkisian now being able to fully implement his system in Los Angeles. So I think USC will get it done and will represent the Pac-12. Let's move now to the Big 12, and this is a conference that does not have a championship game, as they know well from last year, as Baylor and TCU were both on the outside looking in at the college football playoff. Does that happen again this year? And who is that champion? And will there be a tie? And will we have to get out our calculators to try to figure out who exactly is the Big 12 champion?
You might very well have that to happen, but I'm going to say that the Baylor Bears will win the Big 12, and I believe their outstanding player will be a wide receiver named Corey Coleman. Hmm. But I also think that Baylor, now this is a shocker what I'm about to tell you. In fact, you ought to get the, find out the who's who or whoever records strange things. But I'm saying that Baylor is going to have a strong defense this year.
Well, they could very well do it. Baylor has had a decent defense in the last few years, even though they've given up a lot of points. They've also been able to stop teams from time to time. TCU and Baylor, I can see why a lot of people have them at the top, but I don't. I think Oklahoma is going to win the league this year, and I think we talked about this guy last week on our show, but their running back, Samaje Perine, is a very talented young man, and I think he's going to have a big year. And I don't know. I just think Bob Stoops has the opportunity this year to finally get back to where he needs to be. And that, I mean, the guy is, it's been a while since he's been in the national discussion, and I think that Oklahoma will get it done this year and win that Big 12 championship.
If I were to name a surprise team for me in the Big 12, it would be Oklahoma. But I think if I were to name the disappointing team, it's going to be TCU.
And why do you say that?
I just think TCU really got a lot of mileage out of everything last year. They've got a lot of good players coming back, but they've lost a lot of good players. And I just don't think they're going to play to the same level that they did last year. And I think Oklahoma and Baylor are going to be, they're going to be really good this year.
Let's talk about the ACC. And now as we move it, Florida State has won this league the last 2 years. Of course, they won the national championship, BCS championship, 2 years ago. But now it's looks like a different regime in town. And Clemson is the team that a lot of people are picking out of that ACC Atlantic division. That division still looks pretty strong. The Coastal division, I don't know what to make of that. So I'm curious to hear who you have winning this league.
Well, first of all, if I were to name a surprise team in the ACC this year, it'd be Pittsburgh. Now, I don't think Pittsburgh's going to win a championship. I don't think they'll win their division championship, but I think they're going to be the surprise team. And I think the disappointment will be the Louisville Cardinals.
Really?
Yes. So, but I'm going to pick in the Atlantic Division, Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jackets, going to win the Atlantic Division. Then I think that Clemson will win the Coastal Division, and I think they'll ride the shoulders of quarterback Deshaun Watson. Now, here's the Achilles heel, though, I think this year for Clemson is going to be their defense may not be quite as good as they're used to having. And so I think Georgia Tech will win the conference championship.
So, I mean, I don't want to jump 2 weeks ahead here, but I guess that means you're not picking Louisville to upset Auburn in a couple of weeks in Atlanta. But that game, very interesting. I'm going to go with I think Clemson. I agree. I think Clemson has it this year. I think Deshaun Watson is where they need to be. And by the way, Brent Venables has done a really nice job with that Clemson defense, and I think the Clemson defense is a little underrated. So I have the Tigers coming out of the Atlantic. As far as the Coastal, how can you go against Paul Johnson and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets? They continue to do impressive things. Last year, of course, they went to the Orange Bowl, and they got behind and then destroyed Mississippi State, an SEC team, a strong SEC power. And so I think with that option attack, they're not going to be in contention for the college football playoff. You can't be with that kind of an offense. But another 9-10 win season for Paul Johnson and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. So I think the ACC title this year, I think it's going to Clemson, but I think Georgia Tech will be that other team. So we move now to the Big Ten. And, of course, Ohio State is the defending national champion, and that's where this conference, their conference is. And Michigan State, also another contender this year. We talked about last week when we were talking about our contenders. Can Michigan State somehow get Ohio State and win that division in the Big Ten?
Well, I think the best thing that Michigan State has going for them is their quarterback. But I think we
Connor
can go
Cook.
Ahead. Yeah, I think we go ahead and give Ohio State the championship right now.
It's the championship, huh?
Yes, the championship.
Well, who wins the other division?
I'm going to say Wisconsin wins.
Is it any closer?
I believe it would be closer than 59-0 in the championship game. At least I think the conference is hoping that they have a better championship game than that. But, Ohio State, I think their key player and a dominating player is Ezekiel Elliott. I think he's just really good. Plus, here's the reason I go ahead and say Ohio State has it. Is the easy schedule. They just absolutely have an easy schedule for a marquee team.
See, I think Ohio State, yes, but I think Nebraska will come out of that Big Ten West division. I like what Nebraska is bringing back. Of course, they do have a first-year head coach in Mike Riley coming into town, but I think he's going to do some impressive things here in year one, and I think the Huskers will end up playing Ohio State. Yes, I agree. I think Ohio State will beat them in Indianapolis in that Big Ten championship game. But I do think that it's going to be interesting to get some new blood. I don't know why. I do not think Wisconsin. I think they're going to have a very disappointing year this year. They may get to a bowl, but I just have a sneaking suspicion that they won't get there. Okay, so you have UCLA winning the Pac-12. You have Baylor winning the Big 12. Clemson winning the ACC, and you have Ohio State winning the. Am I wrong?
Georgia Tech.
Oh, ACC. You have Georgia Tech winning the ACC, and I have Clemson. And so now we move to the SEC, and this is where it gets interesting. This year, the SEC, especially the SEC West, is really wide open. You have Alabama, you have Auburn, you have Arkansas is on the rise. Mississippi State and Ole Miss last year, we saw what they can do. LSU is supposed to be better. So that's going to be very interesting to hear who you have predicted out of that division, and then also the East. We know what Missouri's done the last 2 years. So we'll start there in the East. Who do you have coming out of the East and why?
Well, as you said, Missouri just keeps surprising us every year, and we keep doubting them every year. And, of course, they're the show-me state, and they do show us, and it makes us look bad. But at the same time, I'm not going to go with them again. I'm going to go with the Georgia Bulldogs. And I base that on two things. First of all, Nick Chubb and the other running backs. They don't just have Nick Chubb. They got other running backs. I know they lost maybe the best running back in the country last year, but they played, three or four games without him last year, Todd Gurley, that is. But I also think Georgia has a really, really good defense. They got a lot of talent on defense. And so I'm going to go with the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm going with Georgia as well. I think Bryce Ramsey will ultimately win that quarterback race. and I think he will do a serviceable job for the Bulldogs, and I agree with you, Nick Chubb. The guy will be phenomenal this year. He'll be one of the leading rushers in the country. And then, of course, you look at what Jeremy Pruitt's done on the defensive side of the ball. He's made him more aggressive. I think they'll have a very good year. How about the West?
Well, now, in the West, as you well know, it's quite loaded from top to bottom. So before I tell you who I think is going to win, I'm going to say that there's one team that I'm not picking, but keep your eye on LSU. I think the LSU Tigers could be very good, and they may surprise us all. I think the disappointing team will be the Mississippi State Bulldogs. I think they will be disappointing this year. Now, Jacob, I think the surprise team in the SEC this year is going to be another West team, and that is the Texas A&M Aggies. I think they'll be the surprise team. I'm going to say that I believe Alabama will win the West Championship, and I think a lot of that will be keyed on their quarterback play. I think they're going to get good quarterback play, just don't know who it's going to be, but they have some talent there. But the reason I think that Alabama win, I think they just have a really good, from top to bottom, talent. And not only that, I think the freshman that they have this year, that was the class that's coming in, that may prove to be the most, that they may make more contributions to the Alabama football team than any freshman class has ever made. It's not necessarily that it's a better class than maybe last year or the year before, but it just has players that are going to make great contributions. And part of my basis is on the fact of the freshman contributions.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you about Alabama. I think they will win the West as well, and I think they'll win the league and, of course, represent the SEC. I don't want to give anything away because I know we're picking the playoff next week, but I think it's pretty obvious that the team that wins the SEC will get in there. So I think Alabama will once again represent the SEC in the college football playoff. And I look at the front seven because I don't know what kind of – you talked about the quarterback play. I don't know what kind of quarterback play we're going to get from Alabama this year. But I do know that what I've seen from their defense and their front seven, the guys that they can rotate in there, and is going to be tremendous run stoppers, as well as I think you can see a lot more pass disruption than we've seen from Alabama the last few years. So the Tide, based on the defense, I think we'll get it done. And if Jake Coker is the starter at quarterback, they'll have the largest size-wise quarterback-running back combination in the country. And I don't know what that does for you, but that could be a factor as well.
Well, I think that if Jacob Coker, he has all the talent, if he can settle down, I think, and the team responds to him well, he could really have an outstanding year, and I think he will make a great contribution.
So who's going to win it all? We'll answer that question next week here at the BunSports.com podcast. For the College Football Professor, I'm Jacob Bunn. We'll pick the playoff and who's going to win it on our final preseason edition of the Bunn Sports podcast. And the week after that, it will be game week, and we'll be picking the games here on this program. So hope everyone has a great week, and we will see you next week.